The following audio is via a Skype call.
You are listening to Vibrant Purposeful Living Radio with Lou Paradise. Tune in monthly with Lou and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou is an expert in pain management, educational health, and wellness, and the innovator of the leading pain relief cream, Topperson. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Negatives are just positives waiting to happen. Awaken the vibrant life within you. Tune in today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. Listen, this is Vibrant Purposeful Living. Myself and Lou Paradise are here today. And why are we here today? You heard about that in part one. We've done part one of the show. But if you know anything about Lou, you know that he has been part of our venue for 15 years. He came to us because I got wind of a natural product called Topperson back in the day when I had pain in every part of my body. And I met this guy and I saw his face and I said, what is this Topperson? And he sent me a whole bunch of things and I used it. And I've been using Topperson ever since. Why? Because what I know about Lou Paradise and the entire team of people that come forward to speak about health and wellness is that they do not compromise. They don't compromise on their integrity. They don't compromise on their products. They don't compromise on their commitment to helping people. So it's no surprise today that I get to talk to Lou about, again, something that is transformative and can change the lives of millions. And by the way, is already doing that. That's why today I'm going to call Lou, new you, Lou. All right, Lou.
My goodness gracious, Pat, thank you so much. And it's so very true. You know, if we're not adding value to people's lives, especially our own experiences, where we bring our experience to the forefront, we bring the work. I think I love the reference of the work in Topperson because this is how I've learned to put the two things together. If we're going to help people in this life, we have to know what the problems are, you know, have to help people to understand how to unravel them, bring solutions to them, because everybody deserves to have a life that is not jacked up with, whether it's pain, physical, psychological, emotional, spiritual, because people should not be living their life that way. And it's in our obligation, you know, this new you, Lou piece, right? It's part of this new evolution of things that are happening for what I'm doing and in my, not only just my life, but my productive work in my, as a professional product formulator and an educator. And is it about how do we help the body's ultimate miracle of healing? And the one that's really the critical one is the hormonal one. You know, my background in my studies has been microcirculation, hormonal activity in terms of compounds, metabolites, lymphatics. All of these pieces were all a very important part of what my evolution of as a product formulator, natural medicines formulator. And Topperson was the result, came as a result of injuries I sustained during my combat duty in Vietnam as a Marine Corps aircrew helicopter squadron aircrew member. And so my life experiences, along with my intuition and my sense of getting down heart to heart with people, as you know, you do, getting heart to heart with people to really hear how truly they suffer. Pain is one thing, suffering is another, and how we can together as a community bring things into balance, which is the key to health and vitality and healing and hormonal activity that now gives us a reason to sing instead of feeling like, oh my God, what's happening to me? It felt like the house just, you know, it fell on me. And I know the time you met me, where you said, what the heck is this Topperson? And you saw my face. You said, brother, you better use it on your face because you got some homely things going on with you.
Well, that's a funny story because, you know, for me, I told you the story way back when I had the Topperson and I mistook it for cream that I have because I keep them side by side and they were both in a similar container. And, you know, you go to bed at night and for months I was putting on the Topperson and people were commenting. And so what I realized is I'm going to keep doing that. And there's a reason why. And that's what we're going to talk about today. There's a reason why. We have to look, all of us do, We have to look at what goes into something. In the state of Washington, recently here, we have had sort of an expose our media has been doing about what is going into our food products.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, I don't know what got them to really look at that now, but they are looking at, and they're looking at it. They did a complete expose of things on the shelves of grocery stores, and they were reading like the ingredients. Today, what we're going to be talking about, Lou, is first set the stage of what does it mean to look younger, have more energy, and be the best version of you. First thing is, in order to achieve victory over aging, most of us women are quite familiar with hormones. Everybody wants to remind us of that. Totally wants to do it. And we have had to seek out the best ways for us to be in balance because of many reasons. Today, I'd like really to explore this with you and talk about this aging process and what it is that happens that actually doesn't have to be a permanent aspect of aging amazingly.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. You know, hey, look, a lot of people have aging, the perception of aging, like, oh, if I'm older, pain must be a natural thing. Well, it's not a natural byproduct. How can I make sure that the health and vitality of my body, considering, just go back to Washington State for a second here, the amount of preservatives that are put into our bodies are so incredible. If you're doing, you know, processed foods, and a lot of folks wind up in that situation, not even realizing it. It's faster. Okay, so I open up a can, I throw it in there. We kind of got a meal going on. But in Washington State, where more people are really consciously aware of organic, and I think the pressure from the population put everybody on notice with this. You know, if you take a look at what the heck was it? There was a few food groups back there with some of the processed food that they left in open containers for a year and hardly ever degraded. Had hardly ever bacteria reduced to the kind of the profile of what needs to be done when things break down as they should and go back to biological, you know, organic earth materials, if you will. So when we look at toxicity in our country and we look at the amount of medication people are taking, let alone the food, we wind up with an epidemic of toxicity, which is part of this problem with hormones and hormonal imbalance. HGH as a subject matter, a lot of people think they know what it is. You know, when you really think of, maybe give you a little snapshot of how the brain works and where this all comes from. The hypothalamus is really the key. The hypothalamus in the brain controls and excites every single other hormonal activity and other glands in the body, including the pituitary, very important, the master gland, we're going to call it because it is, that leads us not only from a point of where that starts from the aging and from the premature aging portions of how a cell actually ages, doesn't get the oxygen it needs, the chromosome damage on the outside of the telomeres, which is tips of your shoelaces, that if your shoelaces unravel, you know, it doesn't work anymore. Well, if your DNA unravels, that's not too cool either, because that helps to control every metabolic function, how the cells replicate, all of those pieces in between. So the hypothalamus stimulates the pituitary. It also stimulates the ovaries. It stimulates the thyroid and the adrenals all at the same time. And in fact, the normal secretions, the normal body secretions of HGH, and the increased amount of it really happens when we're little tiny babies and we're growing into adulthood. And now by the time we're adults, it doesn't go away, but it doesn't release quite as much. And aging actually starts right there. Well, for all these years, people have had the HGH on their mind about, well, how do we get more HGH? And of course, this idea of it being an injection, which has been around a long time, how most of the scientists got testosterone completely wrong in terms of injections for women, going back to hormonal imbalance, which causes every autoimmune thing known to mankind, including rheumatoid arthritis. There's a connection to fibromyalgia, big, big issues for women. There's a connection for PTSD and hormonal imbalance is something for me I'm very familiar with my background for veterans. Even going as far as getting into autism. And we have a lot more likely opportunity to know there is something going on that we should be not only paying attention to, but we can now come to another point of reference as how do we actually help the body to produce a natural HGH? Is it possible to stimulate? Is there any possibility that we could do it naturally? Can we stimulate all of these beautiful, amazing organs? Because obviously health and homeostasis is available to us as long as we give the body what it needs in order to get to that, to make it possible for the safest, most astounding way to regulate your body, help your body stimulate the natural releases of HGH for all the benefits that it can indeed and does give to the human body, especially when it comes to preventing premature aging and helping to enhance the aging process so we can do it gracefully.
So one of the things I want to talk about is, you know, back in the day, let me just say back in the day of my grandma, maybe my mom, back in the day, there was the life that we live in. And what I mean by that is we lived in an environment, or they lived in an environment where my grandma used to think about how clean and how fresh, right? You know, like that, the air, all of the above, all of that was. We now live in a world where you fear for your life if you are in the sun too long.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just think about this. So we have this generation over here, multiple generations over here, which got to live in the beauty and the bustle of, you know, fresh air and not as many people and certainly not as great of industry, certainly not dumping toxins in the Hudson River. Oh, my God, we went through
exactly.
that.
Yep.
Or having contaminated runoffs from apple orchards sitting in containers in Eastern Washington, like we have here. This is the world we're in. So there's an impact now I'd love for you to talk about, where if all of us lived in a bubble, that our hormone generation system may or may not be in the condition it is today. Because right now, our immune system is not only fighting what goes in it, everything from a tick bite to pesticides that may be on something we eat on a regular basis, right?
That's right.
And in some parts of the country, the air we breathe. I mean, clearly, those of us on the West Coast, many people had to leave here because of the disaster that the forest fires had. So we live in a different world. My question is, given that, what kind of attack is our hormonal system under? What kind of attack is our pituitary gland under? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Lou, that's all on you, because we've got new Lou in the house. For those of you out there, we'll let you know how to find out a lot more about what we're talking about. But when we come back, why is it we have to look at how to keep our lives, how to keep our body, how to be vibrant, how to keep up to date with the energy and the life that is our true birthright. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Take us with you on that morning commute. Download your favorite podcast from the Transformation Radio Network. Just visit transformationradio.fm.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Yeah, we're talking about something that, you know, a lot of people are talking about it, but they don't really have much of a solution about it. And that is, why is it we buy into the fact that, yeah, you get older, you're going to be less active, less vibrant, less. No. We need to stop that less thing right now, actually. But it's not just enough to say, oh, stop thinking like that. There's got to be an alternative, meaning there's got to be a solution that says, okay, yeah, my body's changing, but what the heck am I going to do about it? Lou Paradise is joining us here today, and you heard me refer to him as New You Lou. Why tell folks why I did that, because that's the way people are going to be able to find out more about you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, my website for this for the other side of all the information that people really need is New You Lou, N-E-W, you know, U, Y-O-U, Lou, L-O-U.com. And because this is such an important subject, there's a brilliant formulator, other than the things that I've done in toppers, and a brilliant formulator who took the time to make a compound and then turn it into a product that was actually aimed at extreme athletes who were having a tendency to lean into those steroids. He is such a dedicated person, such an astounding person, that he decided with all the other products that he made, all the other formulations he designed, and mostly supplemental formulations, internally taken incredible bioavailable supplements, that he had the challenge of not wanting to have them do HGH injections and worse, do steroidal stuff. And how many people get caught up in that trap? They think they look great, their muscle masses are bigger and whatever, and then they go out and have a career. And I don't know if everybody remembers Lyle Alzado. I think he had the most brave thing. He was like a monster on the midway, football player, Oakland Raiders and a whole bunch of teams. And he did steroids for many, many years. And at the end, when he had cancer and he did all sorts of things that happened to his body, he went from 250 pounds or 225 pounds of solid muscle to skin and bones. And he got on in that skin and bones thing, Pat. And he told everybody, here's what I look like when I was doing this stuff. And I thought it was cool and it isn't. Here's the after effect of what happened to my life. And you know, you do not ever want to go there and do this. There's other ways you can do this. There's other ways to make your natural body come to life in a way that not only is better from a point of recovery and being able to be healthier, your muscle mass being exactly as it should be, fat burning machine that your body can be, getting rid of all the waste byproducts, staying healthier, staying active, and aging in such a beautiful way that you're enjoying your life all the way to the end. That is the key. That's the key. So when you talk about grandma and talking about fresh, right? Talking about they wouldn't pick up any kind of produce that wasn't exactly what they wanted. Half of our family grew a lot of their own stuff, for that same reason. So we have all the preservatives in foods, pesticides, herbicides. We have bioidentical stuff that we should be talking about instead of GMO. Genetically modified stuff. So genetically modified big crops, corn, soy. We don't have a clue on what it will do to the human body, except that for many, many years, we've known what natural corn does, what natural soy does. And we have no idea of the complication that it creates, not only toxicity, but here's how this exactly leads to hormonal imbalance. Toxicity is a big factor. Certain medicines, including birth control pills, have been directly related to hormonal imbalance, as opposed to what people think they're taking those for. And looking at things from a point of the knowledge is not power. Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, I love the think part, right? Think. And he said, knowledge is not necessarily power unless it's great information that really applies to a benefit you're going to get from the thing you do now. And it's going to absolutely give you the benefit you're looking for. That applied knowledge is astoundingly powerful. And when we look at what people, that whole adage that you don't know what you don't know. It's like if you don't know all your options while you're trying to maintain your health and vitality, and then as you get older, you can still look phenomenal and you can still think and drive your car and have fun, go out and do some ping pong and win some championships and all those things, right? Run and dance and have a blast doing your life the way you need to because it's your birthright. All these other things interfere. MSG, there's tons of stuff that we did in my research of looking at MSG as an example, monosodium glutamate. And when you look at the profile, right, hard profile effects of the side effects of monosodium glutamate, right alongside fibromyalgia, they're almost identical. So this is one of the reasons why our workshops are always about how do we empower people to know this kind of information so they understand that, hey, there's a better way. It's not because we're saying it, because we can prove it. And now when we look at hormones and hormonal imbalance and the difficulty people have in trying to figure out how many shots do I take? How many bioidentical hormonal replacements can I take? Is that a good idea? Isn't it a good idea? Are there things natural? Are they synthetic? What does all that mean? And then coming back to understanding, whoa, when people know what they know, will we encourage and empower, especially for women? 51% of the population, it is a disgrace. 2018, we still have women going through the most ridiculous sad, disgraceful, underserved processes of every aspect of life, and it's 2018, not 1918. You know, and so we have an obligation to find products that are going to help us to do one of the missions I'm on, right? How do we get to a sustainable healthcare model? We're never going to get there unless we help our people understand why do they have hormonal imbalance? How many disease states are actually caused by it? How do we correct that naturally? Because we can. And how to do it now, not tomorrow or the next day. How do we do it right now? And that's kind of where we are for the moment. And I'm delighted that we're having this discussion today.
Well, and you know, let's really kind of back up a little bit for people and say that there has been a very small percentage of the population that have been able to get relief. And what I mean by relief is they've been able to afford dollar-wise, you know, being able to bring in, you know, a hormone replacement through injections and pills, which are, first of all, very, very expensive. And secondly, they have to be monitored seriously by doctors. But here's the deal. Even if all of that was okay, you can't really afford them. The average person cannot afford dishing out over $1,000 a month for this. And so all of those great ideas that have been talked about up to this point are for a very select few of people, right? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So how has that changed?
Well, you know, one of the things
changed. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think that it actually is changed. Some 14 or so years ago, a guy out in California decided that there's got to be a better way to deliver HGH. We know HGH is critical for lots of things, including helping to prevent, you know, accelerated aging, to help maintain vitality and all the functional things that are important. Cardiovascular health, brain function. All of the arterial surfaces in your body, all the organs in the body, all respond to this exactly the same way. Health, vitality, and this master gland, the kind of miracle gland, if you will, the power of it is so astounding that it's needed not only to protect all of those and keep you vital, but it literally is important to protect genetics all the way down to DNA. You know, a lot of people don't realize that when you look at the idea of injection of HGH. So the injectables had their merit. And of course, where did they start? In children who had stunted growth. That's where the whole thing started, because if kids were not getting enough natural release of HGH and they injected them, and it seemed to be one of those things that worked really well. So they got the idea, well, if that's the case for youthful people going to get older and get developmentally correct, you know, in terms of being able to grow, then maybe that's the same key that we should have with adults to keep people younger and to keep them responsive. HGH injectables had all kinds of incredibly good benefits because there was no question that needed to be administered somehow. The problem with HGH injections is tons of problems. It, first of all, if you give your body too much, it literally shut, you know, when you give your glandular support system, if you're just doing HGH, you're just stimulating the pituitary, and the pituitary sense you already have too much in your bloodstream, because that's what happens with that, it shuts down, which means that your thyroid also starts to shut down, and your adrenals start to, so that whole endocrine system begins to shut itself down. So you're feeling lethargic and you don't know why. You're saying, well, wait a minute, I got the injection. It made me feel good, you know, from a point of over the first couple of days. Then I'm feeling terrible, feeling lousy, worse. It can wake up cancer cells. I mean, this is a known factor. HGH injections can wake up cancer cells. So the idea of HGH administered somehow had its merit. But if we don't do it naturally, which is now finally, after all this time, and again, a brilliant researcher who decided he knew people could not afford to spend that money. Yeah. There are people taking stuff they shouldn't be taking.
Yeah.
You're right. How do we get people feeling better, looking better? Because when people feel better, look better, they're going to reconsider, wait a minute, I'm feeling better, I'm looking better. Maybe I can get off some of these meds I'm on. I'll work with my doctor, my pharmacist. Maybe all the stuff I've been told about my mental, physical, spiritual, psychological health isn't exactly where everybody's been telling me from a point of professional folks out there, with all respect to everybody. And now we could do something very different. Transdermal has always made the most sense, putting it on your skin. And not everything going on the skin can get into the skin. The skin's an incredible barrier. But microcirculation, 74% of the body's circulatory activity, which attaches to the pituitary, to the adrenals, to the thyroid, to all the hypothalamus for that matter, to every organ in the body that delivers all the oxygen and nutrients and gets rid of all the waste byproducts, that we can indeed work with. That small little microenvironment, microdosing, that's why homeopathy makes sense. It's powerful. And yet all it's doing is helping your body regulate its natural release of how HGH actually works. So homeopathically is one of the key answers to how do we really look at HGH from the safest, most profound effect to have on the entire body, because that's the metabolic functional thing that the hypothalamus does, which stimulates the pituitary, then the adrenal cortex, as well as the thyroid, to bring us this vitality and this health. And it's available for us to do that now, which is really the best news I think we can provide.
Well, yeah. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, well, what are we talking about? So what is this somatropin? What is somatropin? When we come back, we're going to talk about it. Because when we talk about HGH, and you can go on and Google HGH, you're going to find it. When we're talking about this, what are we actually talking about? And what now has of this that we're talking about, what has the FDA administration approved for this? So why is it not only important to look at the homeopathy approach, but also to look at, wait a minute, what is this thing we're talking about? And how do I move forward in a way that I feel great? And this is so important. You know, I don't know about you ladies, but I went on a journey where I looked at every label of every makeup, of everything I put on my skin. I was shocked. And then I came across an organic makeup company, and I'll mention them, Vapor. And I learned about, for decades and decades and decades and decades, of how us women, unknowingly, by the way, think we're going down a pathway. And all of a sudden, we're just bombarding our skin with things that you can't even pronounce. That's not what today's show is about. When we come back, we're going to talk with you about what is the balance of homeopathic solutions and what are the ingredients that people combine to ensure the activation, diffusion, and absorption of healthy ways to really bring balance back to your hormones. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Lou Paradise.
Listen while you work. Streaming live on any device. Tune in to the Transformation Radio Network. Visit transformationradio.fm.
Welcome back, everyone. You know, I love, I've known Lou for a lot of years. And one of the things all of you have heard me talk about is the 365 ways I learned how to use a product that he invented a while ago, which is Topferson. You heard me talk about. Not only have I learned how to use it in the way that Lou and the folks at Topferson talked about, but for me, it was a matter of being able to take a product, put it on my skin at night fairly heavily. This is me. I'm not saying you all have to do it. And then wrapping myself so that it would absorb overnight. And when I woke up the next day, what would happen is, because that product was safe, didn't burn your skin, didn't get over the sheets, when I woke up the next day, unnoticeably had relief, visible relief. Swelling went down. Now, Lou will never say this because they're very careful about what they claim in everything. And I'm setting the stage for that. But for me, I know because I did it. Lots more stories recently, but that's another show. Lou, look, we're talking about how to be vibrant. We're talking about hormones. I want folks to know how they can find out more detail because I think we have to be transparent about what we're talking about. We're going to get ready to talk about somatropin. And so before we do that, I want folks to know where they can find out more about everything you're talking about here today.
Sure. It real easy. We were talking about New You Lou all through the program. So New You, that's N-E-W-Y-O-U, Lou, L-O-U.com. So newyoulou.com. That's the site where you'll get every piece of information you'll ever need or ever want about exactly what this particular product is, the ingredients and the list of ingredients, what it does, and how it's a benefit to the person looking at it. Finally, I think if everybody understood, this is a game changer. This is a revolutionary product design. Now, from someone like myself, who's been researching homeopathic medicine and putting them together for over 30 years, I don't have an opportunity usually to say any of that because most of the products are good, but I've never seen products that are really outstanding that address an issue in such a way. And hormonal imbalance is something that we all know is the culprit. And if we don't know, we didn't know that before, we know it now. And if you look up hormonal imbalance and what the list of diseases or what the list of disease states that it actually causes and the things it interferes with, people will really get a better idea. And like you said, Pat, you could be using cosmetics. It's 85,000 chemicals out there that are never been tested for safety. If you look at the European model, the Japanese model, they have a very stringent, stricter than Proposition 65 out in California, much stricter than anything on the planet Earth. And that's the reason why when we look at products that are made, the quality of them, the quality of the ingredients, the quality of the homeopathics, does somebody really pay attention to these incredible details? We're talking about, you know, homeopathy to me is elegant medicine. It's designed to heal the body. It's designed to help the body actually to heal itself, to bring back natural processes for the body to do that, to be the miracle it is on every level. We know that with Topperson, your experience, we have tons and tons of experience. And when I look at a Topperson work in my work and looking at creating a sustainable healthcare model, how the heck can we help people look with their doctors and pharmacists for tools that may help them get off medications they really don't want to take or they know is really not helping them, or more so, they're not working and they're not good to use and they're expensive and all those things. So somatropin is the official name. Everybody calls it HGH, human growth hormone, but that's the key. Somatropin is simply just the name of the hormone. And in this particular product, they not only were smart and brilliant to put together the idea of the HGH portion, the somatropin portion, but they also had two homeopathic medicines, one for adrenal support and one for thyroid support. We kind of established right from the beginning of the show that if you're not supporting all three at the same time, you know, the endocrine system, including how it feeds back and forth between the hypothalamus. So if you're not putting those together, you know, to begin with, and here's the most important thing. Why do pills not work? Well, because the digestive tract kills most of things. It's digesting and chewing it up. You don't get bioavailability. You 90% of most pills as far as testosterone or HGH, in fact, anything that's a derivative there will be used up in the digestive tract. 90% of that will go away and you only have like 10% availability because it's not where you can get it going because you can't go through the digestive tract for this.
One of the things too about this is we have learned so much, Lou, about everything starts in the gut.
That's right.
And exactly. So, I mean, we not only do we know that, but it's one of the best kept secrets on the planet right now.
Absolutely.
That if average Americans knew about what really goes on in the gut, what we do with it, but also how to reverse it, we would have a different conversation. And I think that's why we're talking about this today, because there are so many layers to how we can feel better, look better, and be better. That
exactly.
You're taking us through a scenario that explains not just the mechanics, but what people can expect.
Exactly. You know, everybody, who doesn't want to feel better? Their skin look better, elasticity of your skin, the thickness of the skin. Your eyes, macular degeneration is part of a hormonal imbalance. How many people want to maintain their eyesight? Look at, I mean, their cognitive health. We find that dementia patients responding to the opportunity for a restoration of this fabulous hormonal compound can actually reverse some of the damage in cognitive energy. I'm not suggesting this topical gel is doing any of those things. We never make medical claims against any of our homeopathic stuff. We are looking at the most essential thing. How do you deliver? How do you help your body naturally release? Because this is the key. The body's ability to release the hormone is a natural thing. How does the body naturally do that? Well, this formulation with 20 botanicals and those three major, especially HGH and somatropin, at a 30X. Now, and I'm just going to explain this to folks.
Yeah.
The power of homeopathy can be found in these levels. This is where my background in hormonal metabolites, looking at active compounds, and what effect, what low level of testosterone or progesterone or estrogen affects the human body? Where's the first level that of the amount of it that actually affects the body to start producing or start regulating the hormonal activity we need in our bodies? And when I looked at estrogen, and this made it possible for me to have these potencies in X potency, X dilution, if you want to call it that, in homeopathy, is the small molecular medicines that are made by taking, in this case, X dilutions. You take 9 parts of water, 1 part of the active, you put it in a beaker, you literally shake it to agitate it, so the electrical energy of the actual material goes into the water and becomes this very powerful catalyst that helps to regulate two things. It's telling the cell by cellular conversation. This is exactly how DNA works. DNA works by speaking to the cells in codes, electrical signatures, imprints, images, literally. Like a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, when the cell kind of gets off track, and it doesn't know it's, and hormonal balances get off track. You got somatropin at homeopathic 30X. You got all the other ingredients, all the other botanicals as a delivery system through transdermal into the microcirculation, into the pituitary to stimulate the natural responses the pituitary wants, the natural release, the amount of HGH you need in your body. That's what makes this so astoundingly elegant, beautiful, and safe. And what's the result? All of the benefits. Skin starts to look astoundingly better. The thickness of your skin, the elasticity in your skin, really big issue with women. Aging spots. It's astounding how many people told me that we have that are over 65 that get some aging spots. They started to use this product. The aging spots not only disappeared, but that crepey skin started to tighten up. They started to see this wonderful result. And how beautiful is that? No injections. Affordable, what you said from the beginning, affordable way of being able to give people. So we have the masses who need these kinds of products, who need this opportunity to safely get the kind of HGH that's necessary to bring about the relief that they're looking for in the vitality of their life. Because this is not a dress rehearsal, this is our life. So just let me, this one piece I think most people don't, there's nothing in homeopathy, it can't possibly work, and all of that kind of craziness. Well, when I did my work in metabolites and hormonal compounds with microcirculation lymphatics, what I was able to find as to why I went to X dilutions, this X potencies, was that the low level of testosterone, progesterone, and estrogen, just those three that we all know about, parathyroid for that matter, was not in milligrams or micrograms. It was in picograms, 1/1000th of a gram. I'm like, oh my goodness. That the effect that started to affect hormonal levels in the body to do these natural, beautiful things for the metabolic function of the entire body started at these very low levels. When I looked at the comparison, so I said, well, wait a minute. So if it's in picograms, how much picogram in the biological activity of a hormone, then it's 1/1000th of the gram. That's got to be very similar to homeopathic medicines at a specific dilution. I was completely blown away by my own calculations, and I went to some of our guys who we work together occasionally to say, do you guys know this? You look at estrogen, progesterone, testosterone at its normal level of biological activity when it starts to affect the body's hormonal levels and actually creates all this cool stuff that it does. It's at 12X, 9X, 16X, just like this thing, looking at our stuff with, you know, most of our products are in Topperson or anywhere from 6X up to as much as 12X, 13, 14X, 30X means that through the steps that we take to excite that molecule to 30X is the optimum dose of where HGH is normally and naturally released in the human body. So when people say there's nothing in homeopathy, they have no idea what they're talking about. If hormones are at that low level, start to, at the level the same as an X dilution, the same as 12X, 13X, 14X, 25X, 30X, the same levels of hormones to create this incredible opportunity for the body to do all the things it does because of hormonal levels. At its lowest level, it's identical to homeopathic medicine at those levels. That's what makes this powerful.
It does. And we're going to take a short break. We come back. We're going to give you a wrap up on what is it that might change. For those of us that have gone out and I've looked at cumulative research articles over a 15-year period, you know, because of my own healing journey on this. I mean, what we're now starting to see is we're starting to see that in the United States, we're starting to see that topical application is now coming under the yes category for the first time in a long time. However, having said that, there's research out there that people, you're going to find it on how the topical application, for example, of growth hormone, and I'll give you a specific study that I found ages ago, dental implants in dogs, by the way, because obviously we can do that with dogs, substantially improved and accelerated the osseous healing during the application. Now, what? And so what that means is that there's a component of this that we know about that has to do, quote, with healing. But why is that true? What is it about that repeated topical application that we even found that accentuates spinal cord injury and helping formulate some new activity? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, there's a lot of information on this. There's going to be a lot more. And believe it or not, some of these studies, by the way, go back to 1992. And parts of the world outside of the United States have known this. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm here with Lou Paradise, and you're listening to Vibrant Purposeful Living Radio. And we are talking about anti-aging for a lot of reasons. We have to call it anti-aging because why? I don't know why. Let's call it anti-I don't feel good, anti-feeling bad.
Yeah.
Because when we look at aging, it's not horrible for everybody. The question is, why is it great for some people and not for others? Well, as we get older, the body has things that it goes through for whatever reason, whether you come down with a chronic illness or not come down with it, whether you got pain in your joints or you don't have pain in your joints. But the question is, what do we know about relief? First of all, from a homeopathic point of view, but also from a topical point of view, people do not want to think about injecting themselves with stuff. Mm-hmm. That's why we have New You Lou here today. Lou, one more time, how can people find out about this? And then let's bring this all around. Let's talk about why topical is the best for this.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So New You Lou is a site that you can go to and to find out all the information you need to make an informed decision on how to actually get this product in your life. So New, N-E-W, Y-O-U-L-O-U. So newyoulu.com. And you'll find all the information you need to be able to really give you the other insight look as to why we're excited about this. Because most of my work has been done with both elder care and pediatrics, geriatrics, oncology. We've got so many different applications. And every time we turn around, it's always about the same thing. how do we help the body to balance and come to homeostasis from a blood work point of view, oxygen, nutrients, byproducts being out of there, and how many people are affected by hormonal imbalances that are now be part of the forefront of what we can do to, like you said, why is it that some folks seem to age beautifully and they're like as cool and as calm and as collected and they're dancing right up, going out and boogieing out the world at their last moment of life, enjoying their life and enjoying the people around them, doing the stuff they love with the people they love, right? Nobody should be denied that. And everybody can have that once you have the things that are necessary to keep your body the miracle that it was intended to be. So this transdermal piece is very important. It's my background in transdermal with Topperson, of course. So when we look at this gel, this is in a gel form. It is the easiest thing in the world to apply. You apply it two times a day, for goodness sakes. It's very affordable, number one, and it's the safest, most profound look at how we finally come to a youthful, invigorated vitality of life that I've ever seen. It really is a chart buster, a game changer, because everybody's health and vitality depends on all these factors. When we can find tools like this in a gel form that's transdermal, there's a reason why it's important. It should be transdermal. This way it can go into the kind of circular activity on the thin parts of the skin next to the veins, you know, whether it be on your wrists or behind your knees or under your arms. You can do this so easily. You wouldn't know you had any kind of medicine on you because there's no odor, no chemicals. It gives you a sense of good feelings and energy almost within the framework of the first couple of weeks, like everything natural. And you and I, Pat, have talked about this. I always tell people, look, if you really want to get the most important way to measure the results you're getting from anything that's natural, you've got to be on it 90 days. I say that the optimum, now, do people feel results? Better energy. They're sleeping through the night. Pat, this is the big issue for me personally and my work. When people don't get restorative sleep, that's why we have the ailments we have, because if the body can't do its repairing of all the organs at night while we are at sleep. We've had people tell us, I can't remember my dreams ever before this product, and all of a sudden I'm getting this vivid dreams, which means we're in REM sleep. So restorative sleep, better energy, feeling better, looking better, vitality coming back, not because this is some sort of a miracle out of a bottle, but because the body's the miracle and we can give it something to continue to be the miracle it was intended to be.
Yeah. You know, Lou, one of the things that I want to mention, somebody just asked me about this is, you know, where am I finding this? So let me just be clear. When you go back in studies, and there's one I'm specifically going to reference here, was a study supported by grants from the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Yeah.
And it's one of the studies I referred to. Now, I will say this, ladies, that we need to thank the men out there for getting this moving. And what was their original intent with men coming out like decades ago? It had to do with lean body mass. And this is really what was going on. And so this study that was done, and it's a really long study, and you can find the study. I'll make sure that you have it, because it gives you charts and tables and methods, and you'll be bored by all of that. But this was a study that was done with the growth hormone in men over 60, just saying, folks, 60.
Yeah.
And I think this thing happened in 1990. So the bottom line to just one bit of information about this, and you got to ask yourself, if we're starting to find things like this, why aren't we doing something? Basically, Lou, it's saying that the study showed that this administration, right, of HGH, 6 months of it on lean body mass and tissue, fancy tissue word, were the equivalent magnitudes that the changes incurred during 10 to 20 years of aging.
Absolutely. And you know, and when people hear
that's like years old.
That's right. Years old. Exactly. So when people start to feel and look and understand your body's a miracle, you need to give it what it needs. These kinds of products can help tremendously, because the first thing we talked about, how many things affect every single aspect of the metabolic functions of our entire body that start with hormonals that are out of whack. And when you talk about men, it's like they got it backwards. So men needed testosterone and women needed more estrogen, right? Well, they got that whole thing is now we find out that women do better with testosterone than with, and men do better with more estrogen. And there's a whole reason why when you age, those two actually cross over. The whole point is you can't decide from an injection or some tablet the amount of dosage your body needs to actually come back to the correct homeostasis balance that your body actually requires naturally in order to get the hormonal levels of all of those in balance. And the only product we've ever seen that is accomplishing that right now is this topical gel that contains 30X somatropin and these other fine, elegant medicines, homeopathic medicines, and 20 botanicals that have incredible amount of plant phenols and antioxidants that just browns this thing out. Easy to apply, affordable, astounding changes in people's lives. And that's all we're ever here for. We can find things that are going to help us have a sustainable healthcare in this country, Pat, as opposed to sick care. Because that's why people are sick, because their moans are out of whack. But you can't get them into balance if the body's not stimulated naturally. And this transdermal gel is the only thing I've ever seen that can actually accomplish that.
Wow. Lou, this is just one of more conversations we're going to have about vibrant, purposeful living. And there's much more to come. But one of the things I think it's important is for folks to really do the investigation and research themselves. I know. Absolutely. I'm that way.
I'm that way.
It's important for me to do that. Again, can you just point us to a couple places people can go so they can begin their discovery process?
Well, one of the things for sure to get the current information kind of like right out of the horse's mouth, if you will, is to go to the site I've created for this. And again, it's newyoulu.com. So the reality of it is we want people to check this out. We want people to ask us questions. Because, you know, to me, Pat, though, it disturbs me when people just take things arbitrarily without asking questions and without finding the information so they could see it for themselves. Once you go and take a look at this site, you're going to get a much better indication, a quicker indication. I think there's a 3-minute video that kind of says, hey, guys, here's exactly what this thing is. And then information on ingredients. And of course, everybody can get to me for other questions they may have, because we need people to be informed. We want people to be empowered with the correct information. Not some stupid sales pitch or some other gimmick, but something where they can get down to it to find products that make sense for their lives and to be able to know they have the peace of mind of finally knowing this is how I'm going to feel better. If I'm feeling better, a whole lot of things are going to change in my life. And you know, all of those things to me are the most important obligations we all have to everybody. Everybody knows us at Topperson. That's the only thing we've ever done. And when we find something that we know for sure and people need to know about, we're going to get on the bandwagon and say, hey, by the way, guys, if we've checked this thing out upside down, backwards, inside out, and every which way you can before we came to the point of understanding we need to let people know these kinds of products actually exist.
Oh, I love it. Lou, thank you so much for today. One of the things I want to also ask you is, again, how do they find out more about you? Well, folks can go to louparadise.com, of course.
Sure, go to louparadise.com. That's my personal site. Go to newyoulu.com to find out more about this product we've been talking about. We don't want to keep things a mystery. Our broadcast requires us in a way to speak to these issues. Understand this is not, when we talk about the difference between FDA approved and FDA registered, very important. Homeopathic products are OTC medicine, and we have to have a registration.
Yes.
And this one went through all of those processes in order to be where it is. And again, here's somebody who formulated a product because he saw a problem in the community that he was administering to, and he was very upset that people were taking the wrong road, and he wanted to put people on the right path. Then he realized, oh my God, a whole bunch of folks can use this product, and now we're here. And there we go.
All right. Lou Paradise, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. You know, I love investigating topics like this because over 15 years, you've heard us talk about a lot of things. One of the things most of you are asking about is, how do I get my health back? How do I feel vital? How do I do this? How do I? And honestly, this is the first time we've been able to have a human growth hormone conversation, right?
Yeah, that's true.
About something that can be applied topical. Mm-hmm. And so that opens up the door for a whole lot of people.
Absolutely.
Not only that, so first time, Lou, I think you've been able to talk about cost-effective application.
Yes.
That's the game changer for me.
Absolutely. Same for me as well. Absolutely.
All right. What a great thing. Thank you,
hey,
Lou.
Thank awesome. You so much. As always, it's such a joy. And this audience that you know loves you dearly. We want to add value to their lives. They know who we are. They know we would never, ever do anything lesser right. than what we do ourselves. Hey, look, I'm worse than people. You know, I'm a New York born and raised Italian boy. People say, look, man, you're worse than from Missouri. Show me. Well, that's totally true.
Oh, me too.
That's totally true.
I'm a girl from the Bronx.
Exactly.
And, you know, if I had a nickel for every time somebody tried to pitch me something in 15 years,
two
things would happen. I'd lose every listener here.
That's right.
And number two, I'd probably be very sick. Thank you, Lou. Thank you so much.
And, Thank you so much.
Lou and I only talk about what we know from our own personal experience that's working for us, but we leave the rest up to you to form your own conclusion. Lou Paradise, I'm Dr. Pat. We'll see you next time.
Stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to Vibrant Purposeful Living Radio with Lou Paradise. Tune in monthly with Lou and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Living a vibrant and purposeful life is more than a catchy slogan or soundbite. It's a way of being, your new life experience. Lou is your expert for awakening the vibrant life within you. For more information or to listen to this show, visit LouParadise.com.